Chapter 30. Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. When a man vows a vow to the Lord, or swears an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Also, when a woman vows a vow to the Lord, and binds herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow, and her bond with which she has bound her soul, and her father holds his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond with which she has set a bound for her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he hears, none of her vows, or of her bonds with which she has bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord will forgive her, because her father disallowed her. If she is married to a husband, while her vows are on her, or the rash utterance of her lips with which she has bound her soul, and her husband hears it, and holds his peace at her in the day that he hears it, then her vows shall stand, and her bonds with which she has bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallows her in the day that he hears it, then he shall make void her vow which is on her, and the rash utterance of her lips, with which she has bound her soul, and the Lord will forgive her. But the vow of a widow, or of her who is divorced, even everything with which she has bound her soul shall stand against her. If she vowed in her husband's house, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband hear it, and held his peace at her and didn't disallow her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond with which she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband made them null and void in the day that he heard them, then whatever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and the Lord will forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether holds his peace at her from day to day, then he establishes all her vows, or all her bonds, which are on her. He has established them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. But if he shall make them null and void after that he has heard them, then he shall bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter, being in her youth, in her father's house.